Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. And I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in Jesus. Lord, help us today, I pray, to receive your word. Bless this broadcast. Bless the stations that this broadcast is going over the airways. Bless the people and the sound of my voice. We pray a special for our country, our leaders, and our nation. Ask God that you give them wisdom and understanding and knowledge of which to lead this great country of ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to read out of Exodus chapter 3. Now God is appearing to Moses in this portion of scripture and sending him back into Egypt, going before Pharaoh and demanding that Pharaoh let God's people go. And this is what God told Moses when he was talking to him. In chapter 3, verse 8, he said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. You know what? God is coming by your place to deliver you today. But he's not just going to deliver you. He said to Moses, he said, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Here God is saying to Moses, I'm going to bring you up out of that land unto a good land and a large land. Let me tell you something. That's God's plan for you today. He wants to bring you up out of any bondage that you're in. Some of you today are in the bondage of drugs, of alcohol, some kind of addiction. Some of you are in bondage of cruelty. Some of you are in bondage of sickness and illness has got you held down. Some of you are out of the will of God. Some of you are heartbroken. Many of you have things in your heart that just has broken your heart. I'm talking to people today, right now, that your hearts are just breaking into and you think you'll never be the same again. But I have come by to tell you, God has come down to deliver you and help you if you'll just ask him to help you and receive his help. It's something to ask people for help, but then it's something else to receive it after they give it. That's what God wants us to do. When he gives us his help and his word, we must receive it with the intent to obey it. And he told Moses, he said, I'm going to bring them up out of the land. Not only will God deliver you out of what you're in, but he'll bring you up, not down, but up out of the land into a large land. In other words, he's not going to keep you boxed in. See, the enemy wants to keep you under his thumb, keep you boxed in, keep you in that position where you're under bondage of some type or oppression. But God says, I'm going to bring you to a large land, a land that's flowing with milk and honey, a good land. Now, God was speaking of the Israelites here, but he's also speaking of you for what he done for one. One, he'll do for another. He wants to bring you into a place where you can be blessed, where you won't be in a place where you're starving. You know, the devil will get you in a place you may not be starving physically, but some of you are starving spiritually, mentally. Some of you are hungry in your bodies, physical. Some of you are hungry for just a deliverance. Some of you have been under such heartaches for so long, you would hardly know how to operate not being in it. But God is telling you today, if you'll come to him, if you'll honor his word and get in his word and listen to his word, he will deliver you. And not only will he get you out from under that bondage, but he'll bring you into something better. I like that. He will bring you into something better. And in that better place, it'll be plenty of substance to sustain you. God said, I'm going to take them to a land flowing with milk and honey, a land that was good enough and big enough to sustain them. And God will sustain you. God will provide for you. But when he speaks to your heart, obey him and listen to him. I pray that he's talking to your heart right now, that you'll receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ask him to come into your life. Ask him to deliver you from whatever bondage you're in, forgive you of your sins, and to bring you up and out and bring you into a land that is blessed of him. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Thank you. I appreciate you. Appreciate all your cards and letters. Keep me in your prayers, and I'll be praying for you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day in Jesus.